Well, this was an eventful day off. Gaddafi's compound gets overrun, and we had an earthquake. Well, actually, Virginia had the earthquake. We just felt it down here. The epicenter of the earthquake was near or in Richmond, Virginia. But we felt it down here. As a matter of fact, I actually felt it in my apartment, which is on the third floor of a three-story apartment building. I was actually taking a nap when all of a sudden things started to shake, and I was looking around going, what's going on? And then the bookshelf started to shake, and I was going, should I get the hell out of here? And I was just in my shorts, so I threw on some a shirt and some shoes and grabbed my keys, and I was about ready to bolt when it stopped. And then I kind of stood there for a couple of minutes going, you know, in utter disbelief. This is the first time in my life that I've seen an earthquake here. There have been recorded earthquakes, but they've been so little that we never felt them. And this is the first earthquake I've actually ever been through that I actually felt. Although there is someone who owns the Iron and Ink tattoo shop who I went to California with back in 1994, that I think she claimed we had an earthquake while in the Anaheim Hilton, I think it was. And I didn't feel it, and they kind of got mad at me for not feeling it. But I didn't feel the earthquake. And apparently other people did, because they were reacting to it. I was like, what the hell happened? But apparently there are people around here who didn't feel the earthquake happen. So some people who did, some people who didn't. It happens. It wasn't that big of an earthquake down here. I haven't heard anything about any damage. I've seen some damage in Richmond. I've not heard anything about any deaths or anything like that, or any injuries for that matter. I've seen some damaged cars. I've heard that the Washington Monument's been damaged, but other than that, I've not really heard of anything else. So apparently this is a story that's really not much of a much, although the way the media was reporting it, people were freaking out on the East Coast, and the West Coast was going, dude, seriously, you're freaking out over a measly 5.8? Seriously, hold on, playa, you're freaking out over a 5.8. Jeez, we have those for breakfast, come on. We don't even blink at those. Oh. But I can imagine that was some of the reaction of the West Coasters out there. But, yeah, it was definitely an interesting off day from work. But I have two days left at Walmart before my vacation begins. Tomorrow I'm working a full 8-hour shift, 11 to 8. And then Thursday I'm working 2:30 to 8, which maybe the rougher of the two, because it seems like, yeah, it's a short shift, but I only get one 15-minute break during the whole time, which is bullshit. But that's just my opinion. And, yeah, I'm not very happy about having worked 5.5-hour shifts and only getting one break. You know, if you work six, you get a 30-minute lunch. So why not just schedule for 30, or at least give us two 15-minute breaks, is what we did in electronics. We were scheduled for 6 hours. We took two 15s, which would have been fine with me, but I don't think we got that option up front. But anyhow, yep, Dragon Con is 8 days away. 8 days away from a great, great time. And that is all for now. For everybody here at RSN Radio or here at Reeves, it's John saying good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.